praise God. We thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call. This is Tammy in South Carolina, and I say good morning to all of you. And we are so glad, according to Psalms 126 this morning, this wonderful Thanksgiving morning in 2012, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Hallelujah. So we open our mouths and are filled with joy this morning. Let us go before the Lord, before his throne room this morning. Father God, we come before your throne of grace this morning. Lord God, thanking you for being a majestic God. God, we thank you for being so good to us. Lord, we thank you for being our El Shaddai. We thank you, Lord, for the Jehovah victory, Lord God, the Jehovah Nisi victory, Lord, that we can claim right now. Glory to God. We thank you for being a faithful God. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy is sufficient for another day. Lord, we're so thankful to be in the land of the living and to have all the faithful listeners of the Master's Call on this line this morning. Father, we just shout out with joy this morning. Father, because you're still a healer. Lord, we know that you're still a way maker. Father, you're still a mind regulator. And God, you're our redeemer and our salvation giver. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for all those who have come to hear a word from the Lord today. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this line on today, God. We speak, Lord, that lives will be touched, Father God. We speak that bonds will be broken, Lord God, and chains will be broken. Father, we speak, Lord God, that salvation shall be revealed, Lord God, and given as only you can do. Lord, we thank you for your presence in the midst today. Now, Lord God, we ask you to bless the speaker, Father God, that shall come forth with a word from the throne room. God, we ask you to bless this woman of God, Dr. Vanessa, Lord God. We thank you for her faithfulness, Lord God, that she rises early to call on your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for, Lord God, her safe travels, God. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over her and her family, Lord God, during this time of unity, Lord God, and of peace, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you will give unto her, Lord, as she gives unto us, Father God. Give her a double portion, Lord God, for her faithfulness and for her obedience. Father, now we ask you to bless each and every caller on this line on today, God. Let them leave, Lord, with the meat of the word of God, hallelujah, that will prick them in their hearts and their minds, Father God. Now we thank you for that. Lord, we cry out to you for the Artist International family, Lord God, from the Artist International advisor to the Platinum President, Father. Bless each and every one of them, Lord God. Oh, God, give them good success in their business, Lord God, as they go about this earth telling the people how to improve themselves, Lord God, which is your mission, Father God, to give us life and life more abundantly. Father, we ask you to bless the founders of this company, the Diaz de Leon family. Lord, continue to give them strategies, Lord God, to give them vision and wisdom, Father God, from your throne room, Lord God, to help increase and improve the life of others. Father, we plead right now the blood of Jesus over this line. I speak right now that this call shall go forth unhindered, unbound, unchecked. This word shall come forth from your throne room. Lord God, I stand right now to bind Satan and all his cords from this line. We shall have a clear call from beginning to end and receive the word of God. It is in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that I decree and declare these things to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. Minister Robin, good morning, and I'll give it over to you, our host. God bless you, and Thanksgiving to everyone.
Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to continue with the thankfulness of our God, our Lord, our Savior. And I also say welcome to the Master's Call family. Happy Thanksgiving to you. My name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey, and I'm thankful for the East Coast, the West Coast, the North, and the South, because God has been good to us. This call is about our Master. This is the Master's Call. It was founded by, we know, our loving, loving, loving Dr. T.K. Roberts, who is on a cruise with her family, and we thank God for that. And also by our Dr. Vanessa, who's with her family, and we thank God for her also. Because of their faithfulness to him, God has given us this call. And we have a website for you, family. Feel free to go to the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com, the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com. You will find out more about us. You will see our scripture there, which is founded in Psalms 88:13. We cry out to the Lord because we know he hears us in the morning. Our mission statement is on our website, and all of our messages have been archived since October 25th. 2010, and we are approaching year three. We are on our way into another great year to see what God has done and what he's going to do for each and every single one of us here on this call and who's part of this family. We have an email address for you also, family, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Send us your praise reports. Send us your prayer requests. Shout out to us. Let us know what's going on in your life. And I want to say also, Godmother, when you came on and you said that you wanted to know, you wish that we were able to see what you and Platinum President Gail Mathis were able to see, how your building was surrounded by a cloud. That's the glory of God, and that's what we are all privy to. We are surrounded by the presence of God. He is in us, and we are thankful to you, Lord God, for protecting us in that cloud. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I am going to call Dr. Vanessa forward. She is going to minister to us for a few minutes. She's a mighty woman of God. And then we're going to continue thanking God for what he's done in our life, what he's doing through our lives, and what he is going to do in the future. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master's Call family. Blessed, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy, for just being that faithful pillar to greet with the warmest of kingdom greetings, the people of God, and start this call off in prayer. And to you also, our prayer general, thank you so much for aligning us and hosting us today on this blessed Thanksgiving Day. We are so excited for God's faithfulness to you and every one of our Sandy victims on the East Coast. We have so much to be thankful for, and on behalf of our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and myself, we are so humbled and honored even on this Thanksgiving Day to see so many of you on this board, many platinum presidents all the way down. We hope to some folks who just joined last night, some advisors. We are humbled and we are honored. And what we're going to do is just a short word of exhortation I'm going to give you, and then we're going to open up the line because we want to hear from you today and to tell us and to share with us what you're thankful for. So get your minds and your hearts prepared, you know, just for a minute. Give us a nugget blessing of what you're thankful for, and just exhort the people for a minute for about last 15 minutes of our call today, because the Master's Call from our very inception is about blessing, encouraging, inspiring the people of God on this call every day. And with that in mind, we've been talking this week about his story of Thanksgiving, his story of Thanksgiving, and the text that I had used earlier this week from Colossians, the third chapter, the 12th through the 17th verse. And our subtitle was Giving God All Thanks and Praise Through It All. Oh, that's such a powerful tool, such a powerful weapon to praise our God. You know, all through history, when Christians were being burned as human torches, when Nero was just sitting there fiddling in Rome, what did they do? They lifted up their mouths and they praised God. Oh, even to the early history of America, what did our forefathers, our great-grandmothers and grandfathers do on the cotton fields? They had the songs of Zion. Some of those songs were code songs, even to steal away. What's the universal thing that unites people of all races, colors, creeds, and backgrounds? Music, a song of lifting up your voice. All today, we want to use our voices to give his story of Thanksgiving, of his goodness in our lives. When Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, again in that third chapter, verses 12 through 17, he said, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, that's what each and every one of us are on this Master's Call that calls on the name of Jesus, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love. Oh, we're putting on our agape love today. We're getting dressed, yes, in the armor of God, but first with the love of God in our heart. And that 14th verse goes on to say, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So our compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, oh, the thread that sews us all together is the love of Christ. And verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. In other words, we're decreeing, declaring, and proclaiming to the heavens today, we are drama-free on this Thanksgiving Day. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. In other words, some days it's just going to be a Holy Ghost song, a little melody tune straight off the press from heaven. All the angels didn't even get to rehearse it. And God will drop it in your spirit, and we just need to sing it and give God the praise, activating your atmosphere, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And that 17th verse, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. Do it all in the name of the Lord. Because, see, it is all about God. It's all about him. And the acronym God gave me for thanks that we've been talking about all week, a thankful, hopeful attitude, and a nice, kind spirit. We went over the five principles for us having thankfulness in our heart. We talked about choosing to keep a heart of thanksgiving first, to create a character for the conquest and have a made-up mind. We talked secondly about give thanks through your test and your trials. See, we don't want to just have a moany. We want to pass our test and have a testimony. They will lead to your triumph, because true growth, it really happens during the test. And then thirdly, we talked about give thanks even for your enemies. As Mike Murdoch always says, their presence, just the fact they showed up, it's an announcement to a gate for a new season. You're about to go through a godly transition. So you can't have a victory without an opposition. And when the enemy shows up, it's just a sign. Go on and smile and put on those Holy Ghost safety belts and say, I'm ready, God. I'm ready to follow your steps and watch you show up and show out in my life. All the fourth principle we talked about was give thanks for the process that will position us and proves to be successful. In other words, it's faith in action. Everyone has had a victory. We got downloaded into our spirits as we would be open and receptive to a strategy from heaven, to a blueprint God was giving. See, my background is engineering. And never with anything, even something you assemble, there's a blueprint. Before they build a home, before they dig the first shovel of dirt, there's been a blueprint that tells you where every door goes, where every hallway goes, where every window is going. And God will download to our spirits what we need to go ahead in him. All we're talking this morning about his story of thanksgiving, giving God all thanks and praise for it all, having a heart full of thanks, thankful, hopeful attitude, a nice, kind spirit. And that fifth principle we talked about was giving thanks produces and sustains, a key word, for the long haul, for the generations, sustains holistic, W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Holistic growth. If they didn't power drill into our spirits anything else when I was in seminary and Oral Roberts University, was that we are triune beings, spirit, soul, and body. And as we learn to give thanks, it releases literally some physical chemicals in our body that helps us. When we have a heart full of thanks, there's peace in our spirit and our soul, that we can think clearly, we can hear the voice of God clearly, and all we are spiritual beings. We're that light in dark places. We're those ministers in the marketplace. So As I conclude today with our examples of giving thanks, that T is simply what? Giving thanks in all things. All God today, wherever you are, lift your hand and give God a praise, a wave offering, a salute to the majestic one. I love you. I salute you. I praise you. God, I know it's all about him. God, I thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes it's just good just to be good for your spirit and just give out a little, I thank you, Jesus. And then the H, be holy and pure in our actions and our attitude. Be hopeful in all situations. So many of us saints, we're just too negative. We don't see the high, the hope. We always are just complaining. Choose to be holy and pure with the right motives. See, sometimes we can do a right thing, but our motives aren't pure. Today, we're choosing as we're thankful to be holy and pure in our actions and our attitude. And that A was first, we got to be available. Be available to be used by Christ. You know, whether we like it or not, God, way back in the garden, created Adam and Eve and all of us in the lineage with the ability to choose, creatures of choice. So we have to choose joy. We have to choose to be hopeful. We have to choose to do the right thing. And we have to choose to be available. God, I'm available to you. You know, tell him, God, I'm your yielded vessel. God, show me what you want me to do. And God, it really is all about you. That's why this is called the Master's Call. Every day we say, God, it's not our agenda. It's your agenda. Yeah, we have a structure, but we're sensitive to your spirit. Move, Spirit of the Living God, how you want to move. Be available. We love how our co-founder is the ambassador for artists, and we cover Dr. PK and pray, but do you realize each and every one of us are called to be ambassadors in our circles of influence? And then in, I have the three in of Christ, have the nature of Christ, choose to have his characteristics from Galatians 5:22-23. Be a nurturer. Come on, mothers and fathers. Nurturer. We love on. We want to pour on. We want to support and encourage each other. And then that third end was choose to love thy neighbor as thyself. See, it's hard to love folks you don't never get to know. Some of you all have neighbors on your street you don't know and been living on that street 15 years. Most of us, anybody over 45, 50, if you're going to be honest, we grew up in extended neighborhoods where everybody, kids were raised by everybody else's parents, and we weren't worried about all kinds of child abuse because we knew each other. We loved each other. It was nothing. I always tell this story, the 3-for-1 specials. If I was down the street in my little subdivision of Alta Vista and I did something wrong, Miss Wallace didn't worry about being accused of child abuse. She'd snatch my little happy hips and whip my behind. And then on my way back up the street, you know, she had already called my mother. And when I got in, I would get another whipping. And boy, if it was on the massive scale of disobedience, my father, when he got home, those 3-for-1 specials of a neighborhood that nurtured. And we all have the nature of Christ. The K, be K-squared for Christ. Desire to have knowledge of God's word. Every day we ought to be reading a daily bread or on this call or reading your Bible, something that you're feeding your spirit. Some of our spirits are just straight up anorexic, been in the desert of life because you and I are not studying the word, watering, Ephesians 5:26, watering our spirits with the word of God. And then the second K, by using God's keys. See, there's some things that will unlock keys, unlock the promises, the blessings, the provision of God. And when we have knowledge of his word, we can use the keys to be his kingdom, the third, be his kingdom builder. Everybody on this line, we're kingdom builders. And we want to daily be keepers, at fourth K, keepers of his word. So you want to first get the knowledge. Know about God's word for yourself. More than Jesus wept. We want to know his word and then use the keys to the kingdom because you know his word to be his kingdom builder and to daily be keepers of his word. And then the S and thanks, just choose to smile. Notify your face. It's going to be all right. And live a sanctified and saved life, loving our Lord and Savior. All today, his story of thanksgiving. giving God all the thanks and praise through it all. Be thankful and hopeful with an attitude of God and having a nice time. I want to just release in our hearts that today we are thankful for so much. Just the fact we're alive today, we woke up on this side of glory, that's something to be thankful about. So we speak and decree and declare the blessings of God on our lives today, our families, our loved ones, our circles of influence. And we'll go out and share our heart, our voice, that we're thankful to our Lord and Savior. So just quickly, no more than a minute, I want each one of you all who have something you want to share to hit that star six and to come on the line and just give briefly what you are grateful for. We're going to go out to Tampa, Florida, to Miss Jody. The floor is yours. Miss Jody, 813-887.
Good morning, Joni from Tampa. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for the Master Morning Call. And I got family here from Chicago, and I thank them for my healing. I love you all. Thank you.
Amen. We love you, too, and appreciate you being just such a faithful supporter. We're going to the north side of Houston to our faithful Platinum President, Marie. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I just want to say I'm thankful for this call. Thank God for you each and every morning for hosting this call. And I will look all our artist family. Thank God for y'all. And I'm just happy to be in the house today. And up, I'm going to see my papa and eat some. And look, I'm going to eat the turkey and watch him while I eat it. God bless y'all. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving today. Talk to y'all
Thank
later.
You. Thank you so much. We love you so much. All right, our newest prayer warrior, Miss Ada, the floor is yours.
Good morning, TMC family. I am just so thankful for excellent teachers, and I include you, Dr. Vanessa, in that you are such an excellent teacher. I am thankful for that my beloved and I will be exchanging marital vows on December 8th here in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm just so thankful that God in his sovereignty chose a nappy head kid from the west side of Chicago to share the love of Christ. God bless you all and happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you.
Amen, amen. And congratulations on your upcoming nuptials. And we are definitely covering you in prayer. Have a happy Thanksgiving. All right, to Miss Sunshine, going all the way out to California. Miss Tiffany, the floor is yours.
Happy Thanksgiving to the TMC family. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, as always, for that profound word. Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Economy's down, people don't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Yes. God bless you all. I love you more.
I love you so much, little girl. You are such a blessing. That's why she's our sunshine and our songbird. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. All right, to Indiana, Miss Jackie, the floor is yours. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving morning?
I am so thankful for life. I'm thankful that God has brought so many wonderful people in my life, this TMC family. I'm thankful for the word God has put down inside of me that I'm able to go out and share. I just thank him for my health. It's just so much. I just couldn't take up all this time to just tell you just everything that I'm thankful for. There's just so much. I love you, TMC family. I kind of got a little tickle this morning when I woke up. I woke up and I was sitting on pins and needles. Is it time yet? Is it time yet that I can get on this call and share with my family that I love you and I'm thankful that God placed you in my life?
Amen. Well, you know the feeling is more than mutual. You've been such a consistent supporter of this call, and we love you too. We're so grateful for all you do for our TMC family. All the way up to New York. Miss Christina, the floor is yours.
Blessed morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all this morning. And I just want this morning to first and foremost thank God for life. Thank him for giving me it more abundantly. I want to thank him for the air that I breathe. I want to thank him for my parents. I want to thank him for my brothers and sisters. I want to thank him for this call and other calls that give me motivation and strength. I just want to thank him. I just want to praise his name, because if it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know where would I have been. If it wasn't for him on my side, I just want to thank him. I just want to even thank God for my enemies, because they made me stronger. I just want to thank him for keeping my soul and blessing me. I just want to thank him, and I want to give him all honor and all glory, and I just want to say thank and all praise be to him this morning. Thank you. Bless God. You guys have a wonderful, blessed day. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, our queue is full, and two. I want y'all to just hit your star six again, because I saw I can get to you. I saw Minister Willa and Minister Candy, and I want y'all just to star six again. There's my Minister Candy. Good morning from Chicago. What are you thankful for today?
Good morning, good morning. I am thankful first and foremost for the blood of Jesus, that just through the blood of Jesus, we all have the opportunity to be saved and to be on and go on with glory, to glory with God. So I just thank, first of all, for that, for, you know, the washing away of sins and just his grace, his mercy and all of that. Secondly, I thank him for life and thank him for my mom being the tool and the instrument in my life, the vehicle in my life that led me to Christ, that lived a Christian life before me, and just the model that she was. And I thank God for the TMC family and all of you. I love you, and I wish you a very, very happy and fulfilling Thanksgiving. God bless you all.
Amen. You know I'm always smiling when I hear that lovely voice, Miss Candy. We love you, and blessings back to you. Staying in Chi-Town in Chicago, Miss Willa. What are you thankful for this morning, prayer warrior?
Good morning, my TMC family. Happy blessed Thanksgiving. I am thankful for God's faithfulness because he has never failed. I thank and praise God for the history that I have with him, that I know that even though I don't know how a situation is going to turn out, he knows, and he always has my back. I thank God for my TMC family, for each and every one of you. I just call you my family, and I feel like I can just give you a big group hug over the phone. I thank God for family and friends, and I thank God for life. You know, as I look back over May and what it was like with the accident and how far God has brought me since then, I just say hallelujah. And I just thank him. As I said, it's life is wonderful. And I praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord for my friends and my family who got me through that time, because people tell me, oh, Willie, you're doing so well. Well, I couldn't have done so well without my family, without my dear friend Candy, who was always there by my side. So I just praise the Lord, and I love each and every one of you. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mr. Willa. And then last but not least, you're going to take this morning, Miss Ronnie. I saw you come on from Tacoma, Washington. What are you thankful for this morning? Uh-oh, I think we just lost her. Are you there, Miss Ronnie? Well, are you there before we go on to our prayer request? I don't want to leave anybody out. Oh, okay. Well, we'll come back to her. I see our platinum president, our other Miss Sunshine, as I love to call her, from Houston, Texas. We're honored to have you on the call this morning. Platinum President Gail Mathis, what are you thankful for today?
Well, Pastor Vanessa, I'm thankful for you. I thank you for your commitment, your tenacity, your love, your braininess. I just thank God for you. And I thank God for artists, because if it had not been for artists, there's not one person on this line I knew before artists, including Dorothy Cook, the godmother. It is absolutely incredible what God was up to and is still up to with artists, and I am absolutely thankful. I don't know if y'all heard my son last night on the call, but he's going to be on the other call this morning, and I tell you what, I'm such a proud mama, and I'm thankful for that. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Oh, we love you. We love you. And he was phenomenal. And we are going to be giving that call number at the end of the call from Minister Robin so people can hop on that call and definitely support Trevion as he gives just a powerful word. He also, she called Brainy, has an engineering technical background like me. It's hope for us. Just keep praying. Keep hope alive. And we are definitely looking forward to hopping on that call to hear from him. Last but not least, very quickly, Miss Ronnie, I'm going to go back out to you in Tacoma. What are you thankful for this morning?
This is Ronnie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't realize I had the phone on mute. I am so grateful. Everything everyone has said, and I thank God most of all for, he said, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And God has blessed me every time I let my requests be made known to him. He gives me a peace that surpasses all understanding, and I'm thankful. Everything everybody said, I did owe it.
Well, amen. Well, we love you. We're praying for you. I know you got the message that Platinum President Jill Tanker will be out your way. So, you know, God is sending you help answering that prayer. So, again, we thank you for being on our call. Very quickly, before we do conclude, you want to definitely never forget, as we always do, to cover our prayer requests. So to our newest prayer general, Miss Ada, would you please lead us in our prayer request? I had already unmuted you. There we go. Okay. If you could lead us in prayer over our prayer request, please.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Let's go before the throne, folks. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne once again, first and foremost, saying thank you. Thank you that you are our Abba Father, that we can come and bring our requests before you, O God. And so we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would be with Sister Joni as she is believing you for regarding housing, Lord. We ask that you would give her wisdom, that you would give her favor, and that you would open the doors and give her the keys to the home that you would have her to be. And in the midst while she is waiting on you, Father God, let her wait patiently for you and not do anything in anxiousness, but to be at peace in knowing that you have it all worked out. We lift up our beloved Gwen Bately to you, Lord, asking you to continue to keep her, heal her, touch her body, Lord. We ask that you remove any cancer cells, Lord God, and that the treatment would be effective. We thank you that you are our healer, and we thank you that your word says that by ye stripes we are healed. So we pray that for our sister Gwen Bailey. We lift up Sister Jackie in Indiana, and we ask that you continue to give her wisdom as it relates to her business, to her artist business, Lord. Continue to open doors that no man can't shut. We also lift up my coworker David, who is has survived Sandy, but lost so much. And so we ask that you would encourage his heart and keep him that encourager. We also want to lift up Jalen Douglas. We ask for healing for his collapsed lung. We lift up Eric Dumas, Calvin Beeman, Damon Ellis. And Father God, also we ask for healing and that you would be with them in the midst of that trial. And we also ask, Lord, that you will send your servants, your sons and daughters to minister, to be a answer to prayer to someone who is going through a very difficult time. We thank you, Father God, for bringing our own Minister Robin back on the line. We thank you, Lord God, that you protected her and kept her through that storm and that she continues to have a heart for you to reach out to those who are hurting. And Father God, we also want to lift up those that were impacted by the explosion in Indianapolis. And we ask, Father God, that you would send your comforters, send your Holy Spirit, and send your servants to be the hands and feet of Christ. And let us all be mindful, Father God, in this holiday season, that this is a season for a lot of people who are hurting because loved ones have gone on. This is a time for us to be extra sensitive to your Holy Spirit, to just reach out to that coworker, to that neighbor, to that store clerk who doesn't know you for the pardon of their sins. So, Father God, help us to be mindful. Help us to operate in wisdom. Let us not do as the world does, go out and spend
spend money that they don't have and make unfoolish, unwise choices. But, Lord, we ask that you would keep us during this season and help us to operate in wisdom. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, our Savior and Lord. And anyone who has an expectation, spirit of expectation, you can join in by saying amen and amen right where you are. Back to you, Minister Robin. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Sister Ada, for filling our prayer requests. And family, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I would love to give you Godmother's motivational call so you can find out what's going on with our awesome company, Artists International. The phone number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. Once again, that's 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Don't forget Evangelist Gwen, Philibottle, SaveALife.com. That's her website. So into her ministry. The products are changing her life. They're being used in addition to, most importantly, the Word of God. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. And remember, we are ministers in the marketplace, and we are better together. Have a wonderful day. God bless you all. Bye-bye for now.
Happy Thanksgiving.